things that I have need of, because he'll supply it. So no, not listening. Not listening. I have enough. I have more than enough. My God blesses me abundantly above all I ask or think. So I have no lack in my life. Because isn't what finances can be the number one thing in a person's life that will cause such stress and division among families? Because I want to spend it here, you want to spend it there. We don't have the money, but the wife still wants to spend. Or the husband still. Listen, don't think that wives are the only ones that spend, because I've seen these hunting and these fishing men, and I see what they have, and I see how much it costs. So it's not just the wives that spend. Amber says musicians are more expensive. So they got habits. They got hobbies. I'm telling you, they got hobbies and they cost a lot. Why Dave's back there smiling, knowing I'm telling the absolute truth. Amen. It's not money that you're fighting against, but you don't know what the word says. Not you. I'm just saying in general. I'm not telling you, you don't know what the word says, because I know you know what the word says. But when people don't know what the word says, they'll fall victim to the thoughts of the enemy. It's not even a reality. Listen, I have known people that have gotten so upset and so hurt and broken and almost destroyed because they thought somebody said something about them. And I know personally that it was never said. It was a look that they looked sideways when they were talking. Because you know how sometimes when you're talking, you look around and they just happen to make eye contact with that person, and that person thought they were talking about them. Got all out of balance, all out of whack, all out of character. And I said, stop, they weren't talking about you. Now, it's none of your business what they were talking about, because that was between us, but it wasn't about you. How much does our imagination play a part in where we stay in our walk with the Lord? Cast down vain imaginations and every high thing that tries to exalt itself against the kingdom of God. That's what my Bible says. You know, Jesus did only what the Lord told him to do. This was when they were singing, I speak the name, I speak Jesus. I just saw the Lord say, you know, Jesus is the word. The word is Jesus. So when he came to the earth, everything it said he was. He just believed it. He knew it. That's why that he wouldn't do anything that his father didn't tell him, because he had total trust and faith in what that word said, that what his father said he would do, he would do. Amen? We have battles all the time. Psalms 21:12 says, my help cometh from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. We're forgetting. The battle's not yours. It's the Lord's. You're the person standing in the gap between the enemy and the people that he wants to take with him. You're the vessel God's using to go get those people. And if he can keep you down and distracted and distraught and focused on the wrong thing, fighting people over what affiliation you are. What do you call that when you vote? Huh? What party you're a part of? So it's called, yeah. If he can keep you focused on that, then you're not praying for your neighbor. You're not praying for those that are in authority above you. You're not praying for the authorities of this country. Well, I don't like him. I don't care if you like him or not. Don't care if you agree with him or not. It's not what the word says. The word doesn't say, pray for those in authority that you agree with and like. Nope. It says, pray for those that are in authority. Amen? You don't like something? That's our problem. When we don't like something, we just want to speak it all out, right? Instead of going and praying about it. Instead of trusting the one who put us here for a purpose, for a plan, you are his authority on this earth. The power, the authority lives in you, lives in me. And how many times have we allowed things to go on when we had the authority to stop it? Jesus did. Jesus stopped it. The one with the issue of blood, 12 years. 12 years. Just think about that. 12 years. She's desperate. When you're locked up in a house, listen, we get locked up in a house with our husbands for a week. We're ready to run out of that house. Amen? Some of us. For 2 minutes, then we want to go back in and be with them again. Okay, forgive me, Lord, I lied. But for 12 years, she was shut up in a house. She couldn't go out. She wasn't allowed to go out. That was their laws of the day. She was unclean. She could not go out. But only Jesus. If I can just go touch the hem of his garment. And he was in the place he needed to be in for her to come up and touch him. Because why? Because he listened to his father. And wherever Jesus, wherever his father told him to do, he did. And he went. He relied on the Father so much that he went to the cross and had such a painful death that you and I couldn't even imagine nor think of, nor would we want to do it ourselves. And he trusted him so much that he knew he would get him through. That's how much Jesus trusted the Lord and his, and what his promises were to him.